From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. International negotiations on climate change opened in Copenhagen today. Delegates from more than 190 countries are expected to attend the two-week conference. Terry Schultz has more.
Huge billboards on the streets of the Danish capital read Copenhagen in a Greenpeace campaign showing children imploring the world's leaders to take real action at the UN summit to limit the effects of global warming on the planet. UN Climate Chief Yves de Boer had the same message, underscoring the urgency of the task at hand at the Copenhagen summit.
Well, time is up. Over the next 2 weeks, governments have to deliver a strong and long-term response to the challenge of climate change.
Environmental activists would like to see a treaty compelling nations to reduce their carbon emissions, turn to renewable energy sources, and pledge money to help developing countries cope with the effects of the warming planet. But that outcome is considered unrealistic for now. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In Iran today, witnesses say security police clashed with thousands of anti-government demonstrators outside Tehran University, beating them and firing tear gas. Pro-reform activists called for students to rally today against Iran's clerical leadership. Violence erupted for a second day in Athens, Greece. Gangs of youths wearing masks smashed store windows and threw rocks at police. The police responded with tear gas. The demonstrations began yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary of the police killing of a teenager. Authorities say hundreds of people have been detained since the trouble began. Authorities say they're determined not to have a repeat of last year's violence, which lasted 2 weeks. President Obama is to meet Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House this morning. Last month, Turkey took over the rotating command of the NATO peacekeeping operation in Afghanistan. It doubled its number of troops assigned to the mission to 1,750, but is resisting U.S. requests for more. Before leaving for Washington, Erdogan said that Turkey has already contributed the necessary number of troops to the mission. Turkish troops are not engaged in combat. President Obama made a trip to the Capitol yesterday to rally Senate Democrats who are working on health care legislation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
President Obama ducked into a conference room in the Capitol to check in with Democrats about the bill they're working on, not to try to cut deals for an outcome, but to keep senators focused on the big picture, said Majority Leader Harry Reid.
10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, people are going to look back at what this Congress did. Saying someone that just because they lose their job, they don't lose their insurance. Someone who gets diabetes doesn't mean a lifetime of not being able to get insurance. That's what this legislation is all about.
President Obama didn't come alone. He brought his top advisors and Vice President Joe Biden, also a former senator. The pressure is on, and Democratic leaders say they will get a bill through the Senate before Christmas. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The largest survey yet of children with a parent in the military serving overseas shows that the longer a parent is at war, the greater the stresses on the family. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on the study in the journal Pediatrics.
The researchers found that when the parent who's still at home struggles emotionally, then the kids are more likely to say they're having trouble with friends or at school. Older kids have a harder time than younger ones. They take on more responsible and stressful roles around the house when a parent is gone. Then they have to readjust when dad or mom comes back from war. And girls have the hardest time when a parent returns. Anita Chandra, a behavioral scientist at the RAND Corporation, is the lead author.
We found that girls reported things like they were more worried about their parents' relationship at home. They expressed more worry about the parents' next deployment.
The researchers conducted phone interviews with some 1,500 children. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
It was 68 years ago today that Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. John Charles Daly delivered the news to listeners of CBS Radio.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
The next day, the president asked Congress to declare war on Japan, which drew the U.S. into World War II. A new gallery is being dedicated today at the National Museum of the Pacific War in Fredericksburg, Texas. It includes a 40-ton Japanese mini-submarine that took part in the attack. The gallery is named after former President George H.W. Bush, who was a World War II naval aviator and had been shot down by the Japanese over the Pacific Ocean. He's expected to attend the dedication service. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.